Hello, everyone. Welcome to Financeology 101. Class is now in session. The information provided during this podcast is just that, information. You will need to do further research to address your specific situation. Enjoy the session. Welcome, everyone, to another session of Gifted Generations Presents Financeology 101. I'm one of your hosts, Robin Seegers.
And I am Elroy Seegers.
And this is a special session because we have been hinting at this for a couple months that we have a special announcement. And Elroy, take it away.
So Robin and I, several years ago, had this idea where wanted to create a financial app. And the app is called Bags of Money. It is out on Android right now. Hopefully we can get it out on iPhone also.
I was going to say within the next few months.
So Bags of Money. Oh, man, this app is incredible. So we're saying, is it a budgeting app? Yes, but it's also a budgeting monitoring app also. What do I mean by that? Let me give you the most overwhelming feature of this app. On any given day, month, or year, you can click on today's date, what, June 26th, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So let's say, once you put your income in and you put your expenses in, barring anything that's not routine, because the app will update it each and every time you put something in the non-routine. So let's say just your routine bills, right? Your light bill, your gas bill, your car bill, your insurance, stuff like that, childcare, those things are routine. Right, it's going to happen every single month. You got to pay for them every single month. Anything that's not normal. So let's say you want to know how much money you want to have in your account on August 1st. You can scroll down to August 1 on the daily count. It's going to tell you this will be your checking balance based on your spending habits right now. So let's say August 1, you have $4,000 in your account, right? That's on August 1. The day is June 26th. And let's say I want to go out to eat. It's going to cost me $100. Now the August 1 date is going to update to the new amount. It's going to be $3,900. So every time you do something, you put in some information in outside of the routine stuff, it's going to update that balance. Now here's a good thing about the app. Once you put your routine things in there, it's going to automatically update it every month for you. You ain't got to put it in anymore unless you have an end date on there. So if I put in, I have a mortgage and there's no end date, it's going to put it in there from now until you change that end date. If I put in, I have a car payment. It's going to put it in there till you put an end date. If I, as far as my income, if I get paid the exact same amount every month or every week or every 2 weeks or bi-weekly or bi-monthly, it's going to put it in there automatically for you each and every time. So now the things that you're adding that's not normal, maybe like going out to eat, maybe gas, it's a single entry, not a recurring entry. Even though you may buy gas so often, you don't put that in there as a recurring because you don't know the different amount. I may get $30 of gas today and $20 worth of gas next week. But each time you put an entry in there, it's going to update your checking balance on the app that tells you this is your current checking amount. That's saying based on your spending habits as far as what you're projecting, what you're going to spend, and what you've already spent also.
Okay, so basically there's two phases to the app. The initial setup phase,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You put in your income.
Correct.
Then there's an initial setup phase for all your
expenses.
Fixed expenses, right. Meaning they're the same every month.
And there's a checking one. And there's a savings one also.
And then there's a savings. You put in
right.
What your current savings account balance
right.
is. So once you put all that data in, it'll say setup complete,
mm-hmm.
and you
Correct.
Go to the live app.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, what he's saying is that if we have a calendar view, and mm-hmm. it shows a daily view
and a monthly view.
And a monthly view.
Right.
And whatever view you choose, you can see based on what income you put in, what expenses you put in.
Right.
You can see day to day or month to month what money you will have based off of what you put in.
But that's only on one view. That's only on the daily view. You don't have that same view on the monthly view. When you do the monthly view, on it, let me start from the beginning. You have the home screen. The home screen is going to tell you, here's what you made per month. Here's what you made per, your expenses per month. And here's your current checking and balance. And then it's going to say, here's what you have in savings. That's like, you know, a static thing. So it's going to always update to based on today's date as far as your checking balance. But the monthly stuff is going to be the same unless you put more income in there or take some out. And the same thing for savings and the same thing for checking. That screen is going to update based on what you add or subtract on that home screen, right? So then you have the income. Now, here's a good thing about that. The income and the expense registry, right? Is that right?
Register
are not on the same screen. It's not mixed in. It's separate. So you can see all your income in one place. And also the expenses are a different register. So you can see all your expenses in one place. So you don't see income, expense, income, expenses on one register. It's separate. But they all are tied together to give you your balance, to give you your view for how much you have in your checking account, right? The neat thing about those things, we have a register in a list. The register allows you to see your current, income. Mm-hmm. And then you have, so like say the list, you say the day I get paid today, on the list is going to show what you get paid today. It's also going to show just the next one. And then on your register, it's going to show a few more. I get paid the first, I get paid the 15th. It's going to show you the next three times you get paid. So you can kind of know what date they fall on. Mm-hmm. Well, the list is only going to show you just the next one, right? Okay. So it's going to say, let's say.
So the list is a shorter list.
Shows just the next one.
And then the register will
shows
show
multiple ones.
Multiple entries, right? Showing where you'll get paid,
right?
The first and the 15th.
Right. Whereas the same thing is like expense list. Mm-hmm. I got 15 bills. It's going to show those 15 bills. It's going to say, this is when the next bill is due. It's going to actually show you each bill, and you can sort it based on your order and stuff like that, order date, or how much you owe, who you owe it to. So it's going to show you, I got this bill due, the 1st, the 15th, the 17th, the 18th, 19th, 20th, just the next one that's due. Whereas register, it's going to show you multiple ones for the next few, I think the next two pay cycles within that month. Mm-hmm. But it also has a checkbox, so you know that you paid those things off. Now, checking that checkbox does not alter the amount. It's letting you know that I have done this thing. It has cleared my account. I reconciled this amount. So it's basically saying I paid this amount and it's done. Does not mean that it has cleared. It's letting you know that you have actually paid it. Because one of the biggest things we run into is like, you know, we look at when things are cleared, not when we pay them. So mm-hmm. That's really, you should say, once I know this thing is paid, I check it off. It's done.
Paid or cleared?
Cleared. I'm sorry. Cleared.
Okay.
Clear, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're doing writing checks, you can say you want to put that check off right away because you know you've already done it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So if you real, most people, well, this generation really don't look at their bank statements like that. So right. If you look on your online banking, you will see at the very top a lot of the times pending.
Right.
Like you say, you go swipe your card on a Saturday,
pending.
It's going to remain pending till Monday mm-hmm. or Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So you have to remember that don't check the box off until you know that money
it's
was
clear.
Actually clear. Taken out of your account.
Right.
So this app is not tied to your bank account.
It's not.
And the reason why we did that is because we want people to be engaged and actively working on their
being aware
of mm-hmm. how they're spending.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because if we tied it to the bank, then you still go through the day swiping,
right,
mindless
right.
swiping, not
right.
paying attention.
This
but this way, you're aware because you have to know exactly. And for it to work properly, you have to put in the correct numbers,
right.
the correct amounts.
And the thing about that, you can change those within that 45-day window right now.
Right. You can edit. You can edit
the
amounts.
Right.
But make sure you put in exactly your income exact.
Right.
The fixed expenses exact. The variable expenses exact. Because that way you will know exactly without pulling up your online banking. You can just click on that app and that home page will show you exactly what should match your bank statement.
Here's some neat things you can do. as far as you editing things. Let's say something changes. Let's say the mortgage is $1,500 and one time it's $1,501. You can go in and edit that one feature that says $1,500. It's not $1,501. And you can say it impacts this one or this one in the future. So you can change the one or you can change the one in the one that comes after it.
Right.
Another good thing is that on each screen, the home screen, the expense screen, the home screen, the expense screen, and the income screen, it has the checking balance on all the screens. So if I'm in the list at the bottom of the page, you'll see checking balance.
So you'll always be able to see what your checking balance.
If I'm in the register, it's going to see checking balance at the bottom. So you always know what your balance is. So if you change anything, that's going to update it on all the screens simultaneously. That's a real neat feature because now you ain't got to go back to one screen to figure out what's the new amount or what's the amount that it changed to. Did it go up? Did it go down? It's there for you.
So the best thing to do is go into your bank, online banking, look at your current checking balance with nothing pending,
right,
and start from there.
Yep.
Put that number in because it asks you for that number.
Right.
And then everything else is based off of that. So then you put your income in. If you have two jobs, it allowed you to put in two jobs.
Correct.
It allowed you to put in all sorts of expenses, as many as you need.
Right.
It allowed you with your savings to put in different types of savings. If you got different types of savings, different banks, it'll allow you to do that. You can drop down boxes for that. So as you put your information in and you keep it current, you will always see, it should match your banks, your online banking. It should match. And then the neat thing also that we designed was a graph. The graph shows you the percentage of how much you're spending and where. So if you're saying spending 30% on utilities, it's going to
It won't say percent. It'll just say the amount you spent in utilities.
Okay. So the pie is a pie chart and it's color coded. So if you spending it on utilities, it's going to show you how much you spent on utilities for that month and how much you spent. So the pie chart gives people who are visual like me, it'll show you how much the chunk of your money is going where, based off the color.
Yeah. But one thing I think one of the neatest features is the overview of the whole app, because like Robin says, once you initiate setting it up, it's going to ask you, what is your checking balance as of today? Right. And then when you are doing your initial setup for income, it's your next payday.
Right.
So it's not, if you got paid today, you can't put the payday in today. Why? Because that's already in your account.
Right.
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 If it's electronic, if you got a paycheck.
So it's already accounted in your checking balance.
Same thing for bills. It's talking about the next bill due. You don't want to go backwards because that has already cleared.
Right.
So you're moving forward.
Right.
With your information.
Right.
And here's a nice feature on the daily view. Let's say I got two bills and it totals, let's say, $100. One water is $50 and let's say electric is $50. It's going to have that entry, water 50, and what does that say?
Electric
50. But on the top, it's going to tell you what your total bills were for that day. So on the top, it's going to say bills, $100. But we know broken down, the bottom is going to say water and electric, 50 and 50. So it gives you a total sum of bills on that given day. You ain't got to figure out, I got five bills through the day. How much is that total? The top's going to tell you 100. It's going to tell you 250. It's going to add everything up, dollars and cents.
So what he's saying is that you click on, tomorrow, June 27th, and at the top of that date, it'll show you the total bills for June 27th. Mm-hmm. And at the bottom of the screen, it say for June 27th, these are the bills.
Correct.
And it will list the bill and the amount.
Right.
So and so you can see what's due each day. So
correct.
Say you got stuff due on Friday. You click on Friday's date.
You can see what it is.
You can see what it is. If you want to see the entire month, you click on the monthly view and you can see. And it'll show you what dots.
When the bill expenses is yellow and the income is green. And so when you click on the monthly view, you'll be actually to see which bill is due on that day. Now, we didn't add the checking balance there, right? Mm-hmm. We just figured, it's all so many other places. That's one place you probably want to see what it's due on any given day. So let's say you have just looking at a calendar without actually clicking on anything. You can say, I see 5 dots here, 3 dots here, 4 dots there. You can kind of like see where your bills lie, but you may not know what those bills are.
Right.
So now you click on that dot, it's going to tell you, oh, on that day, I'm sorry, that dot, it's going, and it's a dot per instance. It's not one dot. Let's say I have 4 bills, you're going to see 4 dots. If I have 4 bills in the paycheck, it's going to be 4 dots and then a green dot. Let you know I got 4 bills here, 1 paycheck. So it lets you know how many things you make that may fall on that day based on the dots. So if I click on that day, now I can see everything on that day. It's going to say, I got 4 bills, 1 income. It's going to show you right then and there. So you can kind of like see what bill is doing this day. I forget what bill is doing the 15th. Boom, click on the 15th. Oh, okay, the light bill due. Oh, I can see the amount now. It kind of lets you know what you got coming up, what's next as far as your expenses and, you know, how much you got in your checking account. And here's a good thing. Let's say you're like, man, I don't know if I'm going to have enough money in my account on that day. If you have put everything in properly, all your expenses, all your income, and you got receipts in your hand, you haven't done them yet, go ahead and put those in, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say somebody just do it at the end of the week or end of the day. Put those things in. Now you can kind of like see exactly, woo, I have $200 in my account on Monday to make sure this bill clears. You already know now based mm-hmm. on that. You don't got to guess no more. You can see it.
Right.
Because, right. Be honest with you, a lot of apps that I've seen or I want to talk bad about anybody app. I want to talk for us. Our app is extremely affordable.
Yes.
It ain't $15 a month. It ain't $10 a month. It's based on, it's a subscription-based app. It is for 30 days of fee, for free. And if you buy it outright for the whole year, you're going to average 99 cents a month. If you do it per month, it's $1.49 per month. Which app going to cost you $1.49 per month? That is extremely, extremely cheap. You don't get anything that cheap nowadays.
No, you don't. And
let me finish something.
Go ahead.
So think about this. Most apps, they're going to show you the same thing we give you on our home screen. How much money I got for the month, how much I got for the week, how much expenses I got, whether or not it's a plus or minus. That's great. I know how much money I got coming in, how much money I got going out. But this app actually tells you how and when that dollar value goes in and comes out. You ain't got to guess anymore exactly if you got enough money on any given date to see whether or not it's going to clear that bill. Hmm. If I got money in there. I mean, anybody, if I get $5,000 a month and I got $4,900 in expenses, I'm thinking I'm good because I got $100 free. But somewhere along that line, something's going to fall short. How do you know it? You won't know it. Mm-hmm. Bags of Money app. You click on that thing. Like, woo, I'm short on this day. I'm going to be close this day. It lets you know I'm close to not having enough money to get to the end of the month. So you're going to add some more money. If I do anything that's going to be flat tire, something like that, you can say, okay, I know I get paid in 2 weeks, but I got enough money in this paycheck. Oh, yeah, I just got a tire, $250. Put it in there. I see after I put the tire in, I got $125 left. It's going to update it right then and there. So you kind of like know what you got left over. And if you want to verify, of course, you log into your account to make sure what it says is accurate. Because you do want to reconcile your finances, you know, once a month to make sure things are right, or every paycheck to make sure things are lining up, make some adjustments, because our app does not, like Robin says, does not sync with your bank account. It's accountability purposes to let you know when you're spending your money, how much you're spending, and do you got enough on any given date and time, not just a total income, not just a total of expenses, but hey, can I actually know when this is coming in, when this is going out? It lets you know when you are responsible for putting the information in there.
Correct. And I want to just go back to how we got this started. Elroy, at least 23 years, mm-hmm. 23 years, mm-hmm. he devised a spreadsheet, which we will be copywriting because this spreadsheet is awesome. This app came from an Excel spreadsheet. He was able to predict our living expenses and our financial standing from an Excel spreadsheet. Yeah. And so we converted that spreadsheet into this app. And we know it works because we've used that spreadsheet for more than 20 years. And we've always been on point with our finances. So we know the spreadsheet works. A lot of people try to get it from us, but we ain't giving it up because we're going to copyright that thing. Because the way he set it up, it trickled down and he could see months down the road where we would be financially based on the fixed things. There's,
you know, variable things that come up. But the fixed, he could always tell. But and he add the variable stuff and he still could tell. So this is tried and true. This spreadsheet was tried and true through us for the over 20 years. And we converted that spreadsheet into this app. So we know it's tried and true, but you have to do the work. We didn't make it easy to tie in and things start changing and electronically, because then you're back to where you were. You're not being aware and accountable for your finances. In this day and age where electronics and apps and all sorts of software and stuff, it's so easy to be caught up in that and not know how much you're spending. So this makes you aware, engaged, involved. And it's sort of fun because you can see things moving around when you add and add things and adjust things, and you know that your finances are on point because you can see it.
Yeah. Now I know when I started off, I jumped right into the Bags of Money apps. My wife had to reel me back in to talk about the setup. I think that's important, but I like to get the bang out there so you guys can know exactly what it's about, and then you know do it. They backtrack a little bit. So yeah, that's the way I want. Because I'm like, don't y'all hate when y'all you doing things on the internet and you're like, get to the good part. So I went and got to the good part first. And then my wife's like, let's back it up. Let's talk about setup. Yeah, you can talk about that later. Let's talk about the main course. No, forget. Give me the meat. I don't want no salad. No, give me the stuff.
We made sure it was pleasing to the eye as far as colors.
Black and gold.
Not all black and gold. It's red in it too.
Yes, in it too, yeah.
So we made sure it was pleasing to the eye with the fonts, the colors, the pie chart, the colors, so that it was interesting and welcoming, and you would enjoy using it.
They've been talking about the logo. It's a money bag. Yeah, the money bag is gold. The background is black. And if you look really carefully, there's a dynamite stick as the dollar sign. It ain't a regular dollar sign. It's a dynamite stick. And it's a fuse, and the fuse is red. So Bags of Money, it's the bomb. We gonna blow up. Right. So it's kind of like a play on things. Right. So, and my wife designed it. She actually designed the logo. And when we saw it, we played around with the colors and different things. But man, we was like, wow, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. So,
stick of dynamite. Yeah, stick bomb. Yeah. Bags of Money. B-O-M. Bomb.
It's about to blow up.
And our slogan for this is same money, new level.
Now, why do we say that, y'all? Why? It's because we can use the exact same money. We ain't got to go out and find a second job. We ain't got to find a third job. I know in some cases you may have to, but you just need to utilize what you got in your hand, take that money and use it to the best of your ability, but not have to go out, because typically we go out and get a second, third job. What happens? We spend more money. Mm-hmm. But we can level up on what we got right now. Mm-hmm. We just got to make sure we take care of the money that we have. We apply it in the best things we know how. We scale back on things we don't need, and we make sure we get the things that we do need. So anything that's a want, you got to think twice about those things. This app will help you decide, I guess I really don't need X, Y, and Z. Because you're going to see that chicken balance, boom, pop right in front of your face. How many people go on their chicken account every day to check? No. Open that app, it's going to tell you every single day. Yeah, here's your balance as of today. That's what it says. Here's your balance as of today. Mm-hmm. You're going to know. So there's no reason for you not to be engaged. It helps you to be engaged. And me and Robin, we're going to be airing more of these things on podcasts. We're going to do a Facebook Live so we actually can talk about the app. So we encourage you guys to come on Facebook Live with us. Ask us questions about the app. Ask us what we do because we're about to take off. And, you know, if you want to be a part of this journey, man, you need, you know, just come on here and join with us because this is going to be incredible. We know this. This has been a labor of love. I understand what they mean now by labor of love. It ain't been easy, but it has been enjoyable. It's been a process. This all comes from one sermon Dr. Apostle Jeffrey Chapman taught in service one day. What did he say, Rob? What was it?
He still says it today.
He sure does.
What's in your hands?
What's in your hands?
He said, what's in your hands? God is telling you, utilize what's in your hands. And when he first said that, I'm walking around the house. He said, you're stepping over it. You're using it. Yeah. It's in your hands. So I'm literally walking around the house like, what is it? What is it after that service? What is it? What is it? And it literally was in our hands because it was the spreadsheet. Yeah. We were using it all the time. Mm-hmm. And he was exactly right. It was in our hands.
Your ideals that you've been using all this time. And he's not saying, go out and think of something. He's saying you already have the ideal. Mm-hmm. You got to recognize that ideal.
You already have that ability. It's there. Whatever it is, that gift that you love doing, mm-hmm. is already in mm-hmm. your hands. You just overlooking it.
Overlooking
or you're
it.
Thinking, oh, nobody will pay for this, or yep. nobody will pay me to do that. You yep. don't know. You don't know until you try. So just give it thought.
Look, we out there now, y'all. Oh, it's yeah. coming. It's coming.
So be looking for, I think Elroy's going to do a Facebook Live this week.
Yep.
Showing you a setup, how to actually, we're going to actually have the app and show you. We're going to put it on Facebook Live and show you how it works. I know we said a lot and it's verbal, but we're going to actually show you what we were saying on a Facebook Live. I think we're going to do it either Wednesday. Yeah. Wednesday or Friday. I know it's going to be the next few days. Yeah. We're going to do that. So be looking for that.
Don't skip past the app. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell y'all. Look, I have helped out a lot of people in their finances, and I've used the exact same tool mm-hmm. to predict and help people. Mm-hmm. And they wonder like, how do you know what I'm going to make in 3 months? I'm like, yeah, I know exactly. Mm-hmm. Based on your spending habits, what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And I even add a little fluff on the spreadsheet for anybody I work with just to make sure we hit our goals. But it's always used from my spreadsheet.
Which is now an app.
So now it's in your hands. Mm-hmm. What was in our hands can be in your hands. And look, we have a contact page. We have a phone number you can call us and, you know, to reach out to us. You've got questions about the app or something. So feedback is important. You know, yeah. something you like say, you know what? I wish your app had this. Hey, give us feedback. You know, because Robin and I realized that we didn't want this to be everything that just like, you know, we got all the ideas. We also know we need to add and build things. And we'd like to see what you guys would like to see and say, you know what, this is a good idea. We might want to think about adding this right here. Because a lot of vendors, a lot of apps is ran or upgraded by users' input. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Something not working, let us know. Something not right, let us know. Mm-hmm. We're going to get that fixed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have a developer we're working with. And if anything goes wrong, we can get those things added or changed and make sure we keep on going. But look, we in it for the long haul. We in it to win it.
Because we have
several. We winning, baby.
We have several versions of this app that we want to take it, because this is the base level. We want to take it at least two more levels, probably three levels, just based off of the things we was like, oh, we
I had to
do
slow
this.
Down. Y'all was sketching.
Oh yeah, he was.
I was sketching stuff. I was sketching stuff, drawing stuff. I was on version 25. He was like, "What is this?" I'm like, "This version 25.2."
Because I'm an end user the way I visualize it, and he just way out there in the stratosphere. So I told him, no, we have to bring it down mm-hmm. to where I'm the average user. Mm-hmm. Bring it down so I can understand it. Yep. Then we build on that. You don't want to give them all them bells and whistles all at one time. You just give them a base level, get them comfortable with the brand. Get them comfortable with the brand. Get them comfortable with using it. And then we'll just start adding.
She right, y'all.
Features.
She right. Look.
So we got a lot of features we want to add.
You talking about in your hand. What did our son Tori buy me for Christmas? He put it in my hand. Just started this also. What did he buy us? The sketchbook.
Oh, he did. He bought a sketchbook.
Sketchbook and all these different colors and different pens. And I went to drawing right away. So yeah. I started visualizing it and started putting it on paper.
Yeah.
Start drawing every day. How each screen is supposed to look, how each screen is supposed to function for the app. Robin and I designed the whole, we didn't go to develop and say, this is what we want, make it more ideal. Every screen was our vision.
Every screen.
We drew out every screen. Yes. It's our vision, our design. We had somebody to code it for us and help us develop it. But every screen is what we saw.
Yeah.
That's how we predicted it should work, how it should flow. So, we got a lot of things coming down the pipe. We want you guys to be on board with this new brand, GG LLC, Get the Generations LLC. So just ain't a new brand. It's the brand.
Right.
Ain't no new brand. It's the brand.
So be checking us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm going to be posting videos, posting all sorts of things to start letting people know about the Android version of this app.
Right.
And so you can see the screens. You can see what we're saying right now.
Right.
You can see the screens.
Right.
You can see how it's flowing. Then we'll do the Facebook Live. So just stay tuned.
It's because exciting.
Yeah, we gonna definitely make sure everybody knows all about it. And yeah. And next is the iPhone, Apple version.
Yep. So yeah, we got a lot going on. We got this podcast going on. We got the app coming on. Click on our website. You can see other things we got going on. We taking online bookings to help people out, individuals, always in groups too. So we're willing to help out, mentor people as far as their finances, based on the principles of this app and based on how we have known and learned, done things over the years. The many people that we've helped go from zero to thousands of dollars in the bank account, to having the everyday account, to having an emergency account, to having a 3 to 6 months account. We do those kind of things. So we work with people, work with groups. Check out our website. But basically, this is about this app. It is the bomb. So listen. If you don't get this here, it's your own fault. You're slipping. I'm excited. Y'all, can you tell? She looking at me like, boy, you need to shut up. I can't stop. I can't sit still. All right, baby, let's wrap this thing up. Wrap it up. Mm-hmm. Wrap it up. So listen, we on this podcast right here, right now. And we can be found on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. You can find us through Financeology 101. We're also on Twitter at GiftedGen2019. Our Facebook page, you can find us under GiftedGen LLC, Instagram, gift.gen. And on YouTube, it's at Gifted Generations LLC. Our website, you can also find our podcast. It's under giftedgenerations-llc.com/podcast. Now, we got almost about 30-something hours, over 30 hours now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more than that, right? Was it 50 hours?
I can't remember.
I know we got a lot of podcasts out there, a lot of podcasts. You can go to our website and check out the podcast, but also check out our webpage. We got different things on our webpage. It tells a lot about us and about the app. And also you can book us online. Also some testimonies out there too, what we've done for people. That's at giftedgenerations-llc.com. And please don't forget that dash between the LLC, between the generations and .com, because if you do, you're going to be somewhere else we don't know. So let me say that address again. It's giftedgenerations-llc.com. Please don't forget that dash. Check us out, y'all. We're about to do something very special for the community. And it's very encouraging. It's very enlightening because we know this is something that is built on principle. It's built on traditions that we've had financially, and it's a proven commodity. And guess who the commodity? Myself and Robin. And we add an app. Bags of money.
Yes.
The bomb.
Yes. All righty. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And be looking for more things in the next few days. We'll keep it rolling. Keep everybody interested. And make sure you share this information. If you have an Android, go out there and check it out for 30 days. It's 30 days free. So try and see how
$1.49. Like how cheap is that?
Yeah.
Or 99 cents. Download it for a year. It is yours. Come on, people. Let's get busy.
Have a good night.
Right. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Financeology 101. I hope you enjoyed this session and the information provided will assist you on your financial journey. Until next time, be financially engaged.